This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, your source for web hosting, at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. The segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 processing at ChromeDigital.com. That's ChromeDigital.com. Today we have on the show photographer Paula Lerner. Since 1985, Paula Lerner has worked as a freelance photographer for a wide variety of national and international publications, institutions, and corporations. Her new book, produced together with Deb Murphy, Why We Walk, The Inspirational Journey Towards a Cure for Breast Cancer, was published by Rutledge Hill Press this month. And her work can be seen on her website at learnerphoto.com. She lives near Boston with her husband and their two daughters. Welcome to the show, Paula. And how did you first become involved with this project? And why do they walk, anyway?
Well, I was contacted by Deb Murphy of Lionheart Books last year, and she asked me to collaborate on the project. The goal was to tell the personal and often poignant stories of the people who walk in these events. And for me personally, women's issues has been a theme in my work over the years, and it seemed like it was a good fit, and it was something that was important to me because both my mother and my stepmother are breast cancer survivors, so I had a kind of a personal stake in it, and that was turned out to be a very important thing. As far as why people walk, why the people who do the walks, why they participate, it runs the gamut. Some people walk to honor survivors they know. They are a daughter or a sister or a husband to someone who has had the disease. Sometimes they walk to remember people who didn't make it. Some people just think it's a good cause and they like the exercise. One thing that I discovered in the process of doing the book was just what powerful community building events they are. I really didn't appreciate that until I witnessed it myself and experienced it myself. It's really quite something when you get a field of people and all in pink shirts, and they're all there for the same reason, and they're all, it's such an incredibly supportive community.
It's got to be an emotional experience, even watching from the sidelines, but as a photographer, you can't help but get caught up in the emotions of the people. In fact, we're going to take a look at some of your photos. If you'll go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and that's where we have the photos up. And in picture number one, you can sense the emotion. This woman is getting a hug. She's obviously crossed the finish line woman there. And what an exciting photograph.
Thank you.
And these photographs, did you notice there was a difference, when you first started the project and then later in how you viewed the photographs and how you took them?
There was a very dramatic thing that happened to me in the process of doing the project. Started the project, it was May of 2004, and Deb Murphy and I had decided to try to put together a prototype to shop around to publishers, and we photographed the walk in Boston. And I remember looking out at these women and noticing that some of them were uncomfortably close to my own age. I'm 45. At the time we started, I was 44. And I realized there were women as young as 25 and 30 who were wearing survivor hats. And it just really hit home that these weren't, this is not an old lady's disease anymore. There's a whole range of ages that are affected by this.
We can certainly see that in photo number two, the range of ages. And these women that are wearing all pink and the pink hats, those are survivor hats?
Well, actually, the two people, the woman with the fuzzy thing on, you can see the fuzzy feather on the top of the visor, she and the woman to her immediate left, I guess it's to our right, they're are both survivors. They're on a team from San Francisco. Their names are Kimber Peterson and Nancy Jennings, who, this is the part that's about the community. I mean, the two of them met when they were both undergoing chemo treatment, and just the support that they got from each other and the other women on their team was phenomenal. They're both bald under those caps. If in the book, there's another picture of them with their caps off. and just to be able to have someone you can call. I mean, they became incredibly good friends in the course of their chemo treatments because they could talk to each other and they were going through it at the same time, and it was a real strong bonding thing. And they had this team of people who had agreed to do the walks that were also very supportive of them. And that kind of thing is just, it's hard to describe. It is incredibly emotional, and it's the whole gamut of emotions. It's grief, it's sorrow, it's joy, it's celebration, and everything in between.
Well, certainly when you click on the photos, you can see the other 10 photographs that you've presented to us that are excellent photographs. Tell us, what happened to you after a few months after you began shooting this for this book?
Well, because of the walks, I myself had my awareness raised about the disease to some extent. I had been pretty good about getting my regular checkups and mammograms, and we started shooting the book in May, and in June I was scheduled for my regular mammogram, and when I went in, I had the unpleasant experience of having it come back suspicious. The radiologist wouldn't let me leave. The long and the short of it is that a month later I had a surgical biopsy and I myself was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow. And you still had to complete this book project.
Well, it became much more up close and personal than I ever imagined it would be.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine. But doing the photography and then fighting the disease, how were you able to overcome all of the things you had to go through?
It was hard. I mean, it was a real challenge. Being diagnosed actually had a lot of different results. I mean, it had benefits and it had drawbacks. Much to my surprise, I mean, whoever thought there'd be a benefit to getting a disease while you're working on a project about it? But from a working point of view, as a working photographer, there were some interesting ramifications of that. When I started to photograph people, as a photographer, as a photojournalist, when you parachute into people's lives, there's usually a lag time from the time you meet the person till the time they're more comfortable with you and will reveal a more intimate side of themselves and just show themselves to you more. After my diagnosis, that lag time just vanished. I was right there in the trenches with them. I was fighting for my life right alongside with them, and It was a much more intense experience.
Really up close and personal.
Very much so, and I think the pictures show that. I mean, I think that people really opened up to me, and in both in terms of revealing themselves, but they also reached out to me in a way that was incredible. I mean, there was one moment when I was doing one of the walks in Washington D.C. It was the Komen 3-day walk. And I was, it was at the end, at closing ceremonies, and I was down in the front surrounded by the survivors in their pink shirts, and I was photographing faces in the crowd. And over the loudspeaker, a voice was talking about how every 3 minutes a new case of breast cancer is diagnosed. And my own diagnosis had only been some days before. And I just couldn't choke back the tears. I just had to stop shooting, and I put my camera down. But what was so amazing was the women who I'd been photographing, they just surrounded me and embraced me, and it was a very...
Oh, wonderful.
It was a wonderful moment, and I felt incredibly buoyed by them, and I felt that their support was really palpable. I mean, when I was talking about community building, it's that kind of thing, that they were just so selflessly there for me right then. And it was a pretty strong thing.
Did you ever think of stopping the project? I mean, after your diagnosis, you're going through all this. I mean, how did you manage the strength and to get through these emotions when you're doing your photography?
It made it really hard. It was a real challenge. I mean, mm-hmm. The downside of doing a project when you're diagnosed with the subject matter of what you're doing is everything became about breast cancer. My work life was about breast cancer. My personal life was about breast cancer. I felt like I was on the breast cancer channel where, all breast cancer all the time.
Yeah.
And that was really hard. I mean, it was, it made it hard to take a step back and try to look at the project objectively because it was such a personal linked to me then.
Well, the good news is you survived and
yes.
You completed the project and it's available.
Yes, it's in bookstores across the country. It's also on Amazon. The book will do a lot to raise awareness. It will raise a little money. The publisher is donating some of the proceeds to Breast Cancer Research Institute, the Sarah Cannon Research Institute in Nashville, Tennessee. And most importantly, it'll tell people's stories, and they're very, very powerful stories. And that was what Deb and I were both trying to accomplish with this whole thing.
Well, what other projects on women's issues are you currently involved in, Paula?
There's a couple things going on. The biggest thing I'm doing right now is there's a group called the Business Council for Peace that goes into areas of post-conflict. They have a project in Rwanda and another one, a program in Afghanistan, and they try to set women up in self-sustaining businesses. And I am a member of the organization, and I went to Afghanistan in February of this past year, and I'm going again in December to document their programs and to tell those women's stories.
Wow, that's going to be quite a trip.
Yeah. Well, the amazing thing to me was just getting to know these women. They're really also have incredible stories to tell. But I went.
You know what? We're going to take a break. Can you hang on just for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back with more of Paula Lerner's story, her incredible story, and hopefully a visit from Shutterbug Magazine editor George Schaub when we return on Shutterbug Magazine Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking web and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from Sharpix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premier catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level, editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharpix.com. That's sharpix.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're an eBay seller, you already know that more images mean more qualified bidders, higher bids, and more profits. And the higher the quality of your images, the higher your profits. If you're serious about selling on eBay, then go to slidetour.com and check out the latest technology for presenting your eBay items to their best advantage. A quality image presentation builds confidence in you, your product, and encourages buyers to purchase from you. When bidders show up at your eBay listing, SlideTour automatically starts displaying your images. And that's just the beginning of a jaw-dropping user experience that will increase your credibility to eBay shoppers. As they move their mouse over the slide presentation, they'll see a 4x magnified portion of the image. The finest details and the true quality of your items will pop out at them so they can buy with confidence. And SlideTour is easy to use and priced so competitively that it's a no-brainer. Plus, you can check it out for free. Log in to SlideTour.com. That's SlideTour.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by morephotos.com, your internet photo sales solution. That's M-O-R-E, photos.com. And we've been talking with Paula Lerner. And Paula, we're looking at some of your photographs. We're talking about why they walk, and for breast cancer survivors, this is really this walking is very important, isn't it?
Yes.
How much money do they raise in walking to these events that you went to?
I don't know the stats over all the different groups, but I can tell you as a participant, I did a walk in New York City. About 3 weeks ago, Deb Murphy and I both did it. My editor and I both did it. We walked as civilians this time instead of members of the media. And that walk raised $7 million. And that was just one out of many, many dozens that are go on across the country over the course of the year.
So people are really in tune to this now and starting to come on board. I remember the early days. I've been to a couple of these events, and they were pretty sparse. But I think we're getting more support now, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. We covered the National Race for the Cure, which is a Komen event in Washington, D.C. If I'm not mistaken, I think there were more than 40,000 participants. I mean, that's a short walk. It's 5 kilometers or about 3 miles.
Wow.
But they had me up in a cherry picker so that I could photograph the crowds, and the avenue was just completely filled with people all wearing the same T-shirts.
Actually, if you go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, we actually have that shot up, I believe, or one like it.
It's a similar one, yeah. The one I think that you guys have is everyone's hands are raised.
Right.
That's an Avon event in Boston. That was the very first walk we covered, and that was the opening ceremony, and they have a wonderful community building opening where they have people reach out, and they have the survivors raise their hands first, and then they have other people who are walking in honor of survivors or in memory of survivors, and then others who are just there to be there for the community, and then everybody's hands are raised, and they all grab each other's hands.
Now, to cover the photographs for the book Why We Walk, there's a lot of logistics involved here. I mean, how did you do this logistically?
It was complicated. I mean, we went to 8 walks around the country, and some of them were 2 days, some of them were 3 days, and a couple of them were just short ones that were like during a morning. And Deb and I would go to the location. We'd scout it out as much as we could. Deb would conduct interviews while I did stills. So we worked in tandem. And sometimes she would we always had a car. Sometimes she would jump ahead. Most of the time, one or both of us ended up walking at least half of the route. So,
oh my gosh!
Over the course of 3 days, that meant half of 60 miles was 30 miles, and in my case, that meant with 25 pounds of gear on my back.
Oh boy!
Often walking or running backwards in front of people.
Yeah, well, you know, no one said that the life of a photographer was an easy one.
No, it was a physical challenge, and as I was starting to deal with procedures, that started to become an issue. I was very lucky. I escaped chemo and radiation because they caught the cancer very early. So I didn't have some of the bigger issues that some other survivors had. I felt pretty good right up until my surgery, and was able to maintain the energy to do this work.
Well, I know in your photographs, all of this is not, I mean, it's a serious issue, but you were able to capture some fun moments. And one of the shots that I like that you have is it looks like one of the survivors' children with a hose.
Uh-huh.
And he looks like he's really enjoying spraying down the walkers.
Oh, it was a really hot day. In fact, what happens is along the course of the route, there are cheering stations, or if people live on the route, sometimes they'll just set up something right in front of their house. And that little boy, either his family or some family he knows, lived in the house that's right behind him. And he was very gleefully squirting the walkers. It must have been 85 or 90 degrees, very humid. Everyone was absolutely delighted to be squirted. and you can see that. And he's got a real grin on his face while he's dousing the person who's walking.
Oh, yeah. And I like the shot because the way you have the light reflecting through the spray, it really shows up nicely.
Yeah, I remember when I came to that spot. I walked around until the water was backlit a little bit so that you get.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank
well,
you.
We can't thank you enough for coming on the show today and making us even more aware. And for the rest of us, let's make sure we buy the book, Why We Walk.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Paula. And you can go to paulalerner.com as well. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the Grottas right here on Shutterbug Radio on WSRadio.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. The PC-controlled digital photography studio allows anyone to create professional photography results. The combination of a compatible digital camera, Photosimile software, and a controlled lighting environment yield shadow-free and color-accurate images perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, enhanced business communication, and more. Just place your items inside the light box, preview and compose. Then click Snap in the Photosimile software to take the picture. Captured images are automatically sent to your PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch-saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to EmailThatSells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to EmailThatSells.com. The domain name says it all. EmailThatSells.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over a 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to CorporateInternetRadio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's CorporateInternetRadio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the deflector for quality product photos in a flash. Go to SharpPix.com. And next we have Daniel Grotta, president of Digital Benchmarks. Daniel has been testing and reviewing and analyzing digital cameras since they first came on the market. Daniel has authored well over 1,000 high-tech articles, reviews, and columns for a wide variety of respected print and online publications. And along with Daniel, we're going to talk to Sally Wiener Grotta, who is an award-winning writer in her own right, internationally recognized expert in digital imaging software and electronic photography. Hi, Daniel, and hi, Sally.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Hi there.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys could make it on the show. And Sally, let's start with you. Do you have any updates for us on equipment?
On equipment? There's so much, and it's all evolutionary. I don't expect any of us are going to have our shoes knocked off by any of it.
Pretty much improvements?
It's a lot of improvements, but we are seeing an increasing number of digital SLRs with greater, better commands. Lots of megapixels. Of course, you've heard me, Jack, about megapixels. Megapixels aren't what make a picture. But the prices are going down. The prices are plummeting, and that's good news for all of us.
That is good news. Daniel, do you see it the same way?
Yes. In fact, when we were at Photo Plus yesterday walking the floor, it was somewhat heartening. 12 years ago, when we were digital products update editors at Photographic News, we were hard-pressed to find enough digital products to put in one column. And this time, it was we were hard-pressed to look and see where film was still being used and sold. It was almost completely digital.
Wow. You know, our good friend Jim Motke is our photo editor. I'm going to have him come on the conversation. Jim, are you there?
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Hi. Listen, Daniel and Sally are just finished going to Photo Plus, which is the big trade show back on the East Coast in New York at Jacob Jabowitz Center. And they have just seen all the products and all the companies out there. Do you have any question for them?
Well, I do have one that I was interested in, but I don't know if you got a chance to look at it. But, Daniel, did you get a chance to see the new Adobe, is it called Aperture?
Actually, I got to see it. Daniel was in a meeting.
And it's not Adobe. It's Apple.
It's Apple.
I'm sorry. You're right. Apple. That's correct.
If it were Adobe, then it might be available for PC users, too. But since it's coming out from Apple, it's only for Mac users. It is a very nice browser. It's a very convenient way of organizing your pictures. Now, you have to understand, I haven't had my hands on the program yet. Yeah. So I can't tell you whether it's really doing well or if I just saw a great demo. But the demo looked quite powerful and good. I would say it's iPhoto on steroids.
I see. Okay, so it's not really a photo editing program.
There's some photo editing available. There's some color correction.
Right.
What's interesting about it is if you shoot RAW, if you use a prosumer or a digital SLR camera that shoots RAW, you can work directly on the RAW photos and you leave, supposedly, all the data intact. You can do quick batch processing. It's better, from what I see, than Adobe Bridge as a browser. It is not a full organizer like, let's say, Extensis Portfolio or ACDC.
I would make note that this is not positioned as a Photoshop killer. It's meant to work in conjunction with Photoshop, or if you're doing a quick and dirty edit and you don't want to spend a lot of time on your computer, you can Photoshop type commands and corrections.
You know, things like a hue correction or making it monochrome, and it has versioning so that you can have several versions of the same picture. The buzz about it before it came out was that Apple was trying to go for a Photoshop killer, and of course that would have been stupid.
Well, the other thing that you should take note of whether it's going to be successful or not is its price tag.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's about $500, and quite frankly, you can get a lot of that functionality by picking up Adobe Photoshop Elements 4.0, which looks quite good, by the way, with that program.
And in our pre-show talk, Daniel, you were talking about RAW technology and digital cameras and the lenses and the compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you fill us in on that?
Okay, well, here's a conundrum or a contradiction or a problem that all the digital camera manufacturers are aware of, and none of them are really talking about it because it's going to impact on their marketing strategies and also their upgrade path. And that is, we're rapidly approaching a point of diminishing return where the more megapixels we have, and this is an irresistible upgrade element, we're seeing 8, 10, 12, 16 megapixel cameras, the more megapixels you have, the better the lenses have to be, or else you're going to reach a point at which more megapixels is not going to significantly impact or appreciate the image quality. And the reason why is there's a technical thing called a Nyquist frequency, and I won't really go into a long-winded explanation, but it means if your optics do not have a certain resolving power, the pixels cannot pick it up, and therefore more pixels will not contribute to a sharper image.
The fact of the matter is every manufacturer will acknowledge that for the typical consumer or even serious amateur photographer, 4 megapixels is all you need.
Yes.
And and yet, for them to be able to sell newer cameras, they keep upping the numbers.
Right, yeah. So when you're standing at the counter and the guy says, but if you had 8 megapixels, you would get fantastic shots, that guy is full of baloney.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. That whole mindset drives me nuts. We were at a press event the day before PhotoPlus opened, and all the various vendors had tables. At the Kodak table was a beautiful photograph, absolutely exquisite, a close-up of a monarch butterfly on a purple flower. It was an exquisite piece of photography. So I went up to one of the Kodak representatives, and I said, "That's beautiful." He said, "That was taken by a P880. And I looked at him, I said, "No, that was taken by a photographer with an eye."
Excellent.
You know, these no equipment takes great photographs. You can take, and I've done it, you can take one of those cameras in a box, you know, the film in a box, the throwaway pieces, and you can get great photographs. True, the lenses aren't that good. But if you're a good photographer, you're a good photographer, whatever the technology is.
Boy, you're right up Jim Motke's alley now.
Education. I actually, there was a professional, a very fine professional photographer, who also fell into that night, where I had not been introduced to him before. I never met him. And when I met him, I said, "Tell me, what do you shoot?" He started to tell me about his cameras.
Wow, what kind of photograph he did.
Yeah, I was just, you know, you always get that, too. Everywhere you go, what kind of camera should I buy? What's the best camera out there?
Yeah, actually, in our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about that with Jim. He has a kind of a cool invention called the digital camera calculator, but he'll talk about that next segment. What I wanted to get back to is anything else new at Photo Plus? You guys got to walk the floor there. Anything exciting going on?
Well, this really isn't a show where new products are introduced so much. That's generally the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas at the beginning of next year. And then in February, there's what is called PMA, or Photo Marketing Association. They're
right.
The big guns.
Right.
This was primarily a show for professional and serious amateur photographers who wanted to look at all the goodies and can't afford to go to either Orlando or Las Vegas.
Well, let's talk about your new book.
I have two things that I wanted to mention now.
Yes.
And right now, I suddenly drew a blank on the name of the company. I'm going to have to find it out for you. There was a tiny booth in the corner, a French company that had a set of color-corrected fluorescent lights. They were tiny, thin tubes, but long, and with a digitally controlled ballast so that they were color-corrected and flicker-free, and they fit together like Legos.
Interesting.
Snap modules.
So that you could connect 3, 5, 20, 50 of them.
Wow.
Making incredible banks of color-corrected light.
Wow.
It was really cool. Now, the other thing that actually happened to me, that it was because I was at the show, and Daniel and I had to deliver a presentation. Daniel and I are doing a free e-seminar through Ziff Davis on Photoshop, and I had an enormous presentation of about 50-some megabytes that I had to deliver to Ziff Davis that night, and I was at the show. So how do you do this? How do you get 50 megabytes to somebody? There's a couple of different websites now. One is called YouSendIt.com. Have you heard about
this? No, huh?
This is my great find of the year. It is absolutely free. You put big files from their server. It's completely private. You send the link to the person who has to receive it. It stays up there for 7 days, and they can download it at their will.
And it's called YouSendIt.com?
YouSendIt.com.
And it's not going to kill the server.
Wow, that's fabulous. Thank you.
And they got it. They got it that morning, and it's up, and it's ready.
And we're now seeing files from some of these new digital backs. In fact, Kodak introduced a new 39-megapixel image sensor, which is going to be in Phase 1 and in Hasselblad and a couple other cameras. It's a very nice-looking chip, but the file size, once you go to 16 bits and you have full color, you're up around 120 megabytes per shot.
Mm-hmm. And that's before you start layering it in Photoshop.
Wow.
So
a
service like this is a very good way that you can deliver those if they
absolutely.
Have to absolutely positively be somewhere, and you can't burn a CD and send it overnight. It has to be there in an hour or two.
You bet. Hey, listen, you guys, we're just about out of time before we go into our next segment. I wanted to give you a chance to plug your new book.
Well, we have a book that we're working on right now, which is PC Magazine Digital SLR Photography Solutions, which is about taking great pictures with the new digital SLRs or even the prosumer cameras.
We'll be out spring 2006.
Our most recent book came out a couple of months ago, Shooting for Dollars, Simple Photo Techniques for Greater eBay Profits.
That's Peach Pit Press, available Barnes & Noble, available Amazon, anywhere where fine books are sold.
All right. Hey, you guys, you're getting good at this, you know. You're turning pro on
that. Yes. You're training us well, Jeff.
Jim, did I interrupt you? You have one quick question?
No. I was just going to say that Daniel's point was good about the 39 megapixels. Even though you don't really need it for picture quality, the editors are still asking for big files. So that you send, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. I plan to use it even for my smaller files, like my 7 megabytes, because very often when you're sending pictures to editors or to even friends, their servers are now blocked to attachments to avoid viruses.
Right.
And this is a great way to not impose your large files onto their email system.
Well, I'll check it out, and I'll check out your book, too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of you. We enjoyed talking with you.
Thanks for being on the show today, guys. When we return, how Jim's digital camera calculator can help you. Jim's going to tell us all about it. So if you're looking for a new digital camera, you need some help, you want to listen to this next segment right here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on WSRadio.com. We are the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to CorporateInternetRadio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's CorporateInternetRadio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz radio show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premiere mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How'd he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Everyone, I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment is brought to you by Photosimile, PhotoSimile.com. And we're speaking with Jim Motke, the founder of BetterPhoto.com, who has an unusual or unique product called the Digital Camera Calculator. What ever possessed you to create this product, Jim?
Great question, Jack, and I'll clarify first that, you know, it's something that produced, but it's free. It's not something, a product that you buy. And what motivated me was that I am always getting asked, it sounds like Sally is too, and I'll bet Daniel is as well, that I'm always getting asked, what is the best camera? You know, just an hour ago, I went to a barber, a beauty salon, and got my hair cut. And, of course, we started talking about photography and what I do and what was the first question, but what is the best kind of camera? And so I recommended to this stylist that she goes and checks out betterphoto.com. And on the home page there's a section, a button for reviews, and under that there's digital camera calculators.
Okay, well, why don't we go to betterphoto.com and take a look? Can we do that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Let's talk through it. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, it's I go back and forth with what Sally brought up before that, you know, when people say, oh, what a great picture, what kind of camera did you use, it's always a bit tough. You know, you want to say, hey, I'm the artist here.
Right.
But equipment does make a difference. I totally agree that the megapixel thing is way overvalued. However, I do think that there are differences of cameras, and you want to make sure you get something that's right.
Well, I think it's having the right camera for you, isn't it, Jim?
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's not a matter that there's one great camera. It's like everything. It fits. If the camera fits for you, that's the right camera for you. So that was the idea behind the digital camera calculators, and there's actually two. One is a visual one, and that's where, you know, us photographers are very visual people. It shows you a bunch of photos and says, what kind of photos do you think that you would like to take? So if we go at Better Photo.
Okay, we go to betterphoto.com. Where do we find it on the
front page? Okay, and then you look on the left, and there's a button, reviews.
Okay, I see that. Click on that.
Yep, and the menu that comes out, the top item you'll see is digital camera calculators.
Yes.
And then that will take you to a page where you can choose, and you scroll down a little bit and choose either the visual or the text-based. Let's do the visual one.
Okay.
And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of photos, and it basically says, what kind of things do you see yourself shooting? And if you think you're shooting everything, you check all the boxes. But if you like to photograph flowers and pets and maybe sports of your kids, you would click those boxes. And then the next things that it asks for are the size of the camera, which I find is incredibly important. I always want to recommend that people get a slightly bigger SLR camera, single lens reflex camera. However, I always say that if you think the size of this camera is going to keep you from taking it with you, by all means, look for a more compact digital camera.
So in this case, the size of the camera, it needs to be comfortable.
It needs to be comfortable, and it needs to be something that you realistically think you're going to take with you. But if you're going to leave it on the table by the door every time you head out the door, well, that's not going to do you much good, is it?
No, not.
So, there's an issue about if it feels comfortable and if it feels like you're actually willing to lug it around. If you are willing to lug around a slightly larger camera, you get so many more creative controls.
Exactly.
So that's what that points at. And then further down on this digital camera calculator starts getting into the creative controls. It asks you about depth of field and shows you a few pictures saying, do you find that you're going to want to try to take a picture of, say, a flower and have just the flower in focus.
Okay, now I'm looking down.
Yeah.
We're still on the visual page?
Yep.
Okay. What's interesting here is that down at the very bottom you even have camera models and price ranges.
Right. At the very bottom I have brands and price range, and that is the idea of if you already have Canon and you are a loyal Canon photographer, then you're just going to want to limit your search.
Mm-hmm.
If you're open, though, you just leave them all checked as they are by default, and the same thing with price. So those allow us to kind of further hone down. So
now, the way you have them lined up here, is there any significance to this by choice? Or
no, it is by what's the most popular at Better Photo,
okay.
How many people use the most.
Well, this is an excellent tool, Jim, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free. So you try it out and you'll find out the best camera for your purposes.
Well, let's go to betterphoto.com and we'll find cameras there from now on. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.